1 Samuel, chapter 20. And David fled from Naioth in Ramah, and came and said before Jonathan, "What have I done? What is my iniquity? And what is my sin before your father, that he seeks my life?" And he said unto him, "God forbid, you shall not die. Behold, my father will do nothing either great or small, but that he will show it to me. And why should my father hide this thing from me? It is not so." And David swore again, and said, "Your father certainly knows that I have found grace in your eyes, and he says, 'Let not Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved,' but truly as the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, there is but a step between me and death." Then said Jonathan unto David, "Whatsoever your soul desires, I will even do it for you." And David said unto Jonathan, "Behold, tomorrow is the new moon, and I should not fail to sit with the king to eat, but let me go, that I may hide myself in the field unto the third day at evening. If your father at all misses me, then say, 'David earnestly asked leave of me that he might run to Bethlehem his city, for there is a yearly sacrifice there for all the family.' If he say thus, 'It is well, your servant shall have peace,' but if he is very angry, then be sure that evil is determined by him. Therefore you shall deal kindly with your servant, for you have brought your servant into a covenant of the Lord with you. Nevertheless, if there be in me iniquity, slay me yourself, for why should you bring me to your father?" And Jonathan said, "Far be it from you, for if I knew certainly that evil were determined by my father to come upon you, then would not I tell it to you?" Then said David to Jonathan, "Who shall tell me? Or what if your father answers you roughly?" And Jonathan said unto David, "Come, and let us go out into the field." And they went out both of them into the field. And Jonathan said unto David, "O Lord God of Israel, when I have sounded out my father tomorrow about this time, or the third day, and, behold, if there be good toward David, and I then send not unto you, and show it to you, the Lord do so and much more to Jonathan. But if it pleases my father to do you evil, then I will show it to you, and send you away, that you may go in peace, and the Lord be with you, as he has been with my father. And you shall not only while yet I live show me the kindness of the Lord, that I die not, but also you shall not cut off your kindness from my house forever, no, not when the Lord has cut off the enemies of David everyone from the face of the earth." So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, "Let the Lord even require it at the hand of David's enemies." And Jonathan caused David to swear again, because he loved him, for he loved him as he loved his own soul. Then Jonathan said to David, "Tomorrow is the new moon, and you shall be missed, because your seat will be empty. And when you have stayed 3 days, then you shall go down quickly, and come to the place where you did hide yourself when the matter was in hand, and shall remain by the stone Azel. And I will shoot 3 arrows on the side of it, as though I shot at a mark. And, behold, I will send a lad, saying, 'Go, find out the arrows.' If I expressly say unto the lad, 'Behold, the arrows are on this side of you, take them,' then come you, for there is peace to you, and no hurt, as the Lord lives. But if I say thus unto the young man, 'Behold, the arrows are beyond you, go your way, for the Lord has sent you away. And as for the matter which you and I have spoken of, behold, the Lord be between you and me forever.'" So David hid himself in the field, and when the new moon was come, the king sat himself down to eat the feast. And the king sat upon his seat, as at other times, even upon a seat by the wall, and Jonathan arose, and Abner sat by Saul's side, and David's place was empty. Nevertheless Saul spoke not anything that day, for he thought, "Something has befallen him, he is not clean, surely he is not clean." And it came to pass the next day, which was the second day of the month, that David's place was empty. And Saul said unto Jonathan his son, "Why does not the son of Jesse come to the table, neither yesterday, nor today?" And Jonathan answered Saul, David earnestly asked leave of me to go to Bethlehem. And he said, Let me go, I pray you, for our family has a sacrifice in the city, and my brother, he has commanded me to be there, and now, if I have found favor in your eyes, let me get away, I pray you, and see my brethren. Therefore he comes not unto the king's table. Then Saul's anger was kindled against Jonathan, and he said unto him, You son of the perverse rebellious woman, do not I know that you have chosen the son of Jesse to your own shame, and unto the shame of your mother's nakedness? For as long as the son of Jesse lives upon the ground, you shall not be established, nor your kingdom. Therefore now send and fetch him unto me, for he shall surely die. And Jonathan answered Saul his father, and said unto him, Why shall he be slain? What has he done? And Saul cast a javelin at him to strike him, whereby Jonathan knew that it was determined of his father to slay David. So Jonathan arose from the table in fierce anger, and did eat no food the second day of the month, for he was grieved for David, because his father had caused him shame. And it came to pass in the morning, that Jonathan went out into the field at the time appointed with David, and a little lad with him. And he said unto his lad, Run, find out now the arrows which I shoot. And as the lad ran, he shot an arrow beyond him. And when the lad was come to the place of the arrow which Jonathan had shot, Jonathan called after the lad, and said, Is not the arrow beyond you? And Jonathan called after the lad, Make haste, hurry, stay not. And Jonathan's lad gathered up the arrows, and came to his master. But the lad knew not anything, only Jonathan and David knew the matter. And Jonathan gave his weapons unto his lad, and said unto him, Go, carry them to the city. And as soon as the lad was gone, David arose out of a place toward the south, and fell on his face to the ground, and bowed himself three times, and they kissed one another, and wept one with another, until David regained control. And Jonathan said to David, Go in peace, since as we have sworn both of us in the name of the Lord, saying, The Lord be between me and you, and between my descendants and your descendants forever. And he arose and departed, and Jonathan went into the city.